great future. We're talking real money.
Well, hello again, and welcome to another daily edition of Talking Real Money. I'm Don McDonald. We're going to make it a quick one again today because we're going back. It's a topic I spent a lot of time on. We got a question 2 days ago that I answered, but I answered it based on some bad information that I had gotten. So I've gotten rid of that. We're going to correct it today in the show. I have lots of information. I've run lots of numbers, lots of simulations, and here's the question. I have been listening to your podcast for over 6 months and have never heard you mention long-term care planning / insurance. What are your thoughts on LTC, long-term care products? And my belief is that I'm going to preface with this. We're overinsured. We insure against everything. And I can understand why. We don't like surprises. We don't like to have something bad happen. And we want to make sure that if something bad does happen, we're taken care of. So long-term care insurance is, it's like buying a house. I don't think buying a house is a great investment. But I do think it makes a lot of sense. I own one. But I don't, my returns have not been all that good. I mean, I've made some money on it, but I would have made more money buying stocks. I mean, it hasn't really been a great investment. We haven't made a lot of money. We would have made more money in the stock market. It's a lifestyle investment. Long-term care insurance is a lot like that. It's a lifestyle decision. Do you want the security of knowing that somebody's going to pick up some costs for you should you need long-term care? And bear in mind, the numbers are really... Well, I mean, a lot of people are going to need long-term care. You'll hear numbers bandied about somewhere between 50 and 70%. I've gotten them from all kinds of different sources. So let's say it's even at 70. The vast majority of those don't end up in long-term care for more than a couple of years. Very few end up in long-term care for 5 or more years. But if you do, if you're one of the few that do, the costs can be disastrous. The price can be high. It can be in, you know, the $1 million range. But even in those cases, unless you spend a small fortune on long-term care insurance, you're not going to be covered for the biggest possible bills. I'll give you an example. Looking at a Genworth policy, because these days there are very few insurance companies writing long-term care insurance because it didn't work out really well for them. Very few companies are writing it. Looking at a couple age 60 in Washington State who want to have a monthly benefit, if they go into a nursing home, of $5,000 for 3 years. That is $180,000 max per person for the couple. And if only one of the two ends up needing long-term care, then the insurance, and it's for 3 full years, which again is the exception, not the rule, the out-of-pocket, the money the insurance company will pay will end up being no more than $180,000. $180,000. If you want more coverage, let's say you want to go up to what typically the higher cost nursing facilities are, which can be up, you know, $8,000 or $9,000 a month, and you want that for what you consider to be the worst case scenario, like 5 years, you'll have coverage for $540,000, but that coverage is going to cost you almost $9,000 a year, whereas the other, the $180,000, is going to cost you about $3,900 a year, a lot less. So what I did is I ran some figures because this, from a financial perspective, this is what you need to know. What's the value of it? What's the real value? Let's say you take that $3,900 every year and you put it into a portfolio that is mostly high quality government bonds with maybe a tiny little bit of diversified stock. Conservatively, you can say that would probably make about 4% per year, and you figure, we're 60, we're in great shape. Most of the people we know, most of the people in our family who've needed this didn't need it till 85. So we're going to say, okay, we're going to let that ride for 25 years until we're 85. How much money would we have then to take care of somebody's long-term care? Well, if both of you don't need long-term care for the next 3 years, you would end up in exactly the same boat you would have with the insurance. In other words, After 25 years, that investment of $3,900 a month would have grown to about $180,000. Actually, $178,233. Pretty close. So you could have covered one person's long-term care at $4,000 or $5,000 a month for the next 3 years. So from a financial standpoint, it's not a no-brainer to buy long-term care. It really isn't. So now you have to decide if it's is it important from a lifestyle perspective, and that is something that only you or you and your spouse can decide. Is it worth it, or are you willing to take the risk? Now remember, there is a safety net, and that safety net, again, according to the figures I can find, takes care of about 60% or so of all the long-term care needs in America, and that is Medicaid. But bear in mind, to collect Medicaid, you got to be broke. You, as the person in the nursing home, need to be practically broke. Your spouse has to be impoverished because your spouse can't have more than about $3,000 a month in income and can't have assets that are worth more than, I think it's $126,000. So you have to be impoverished, but there is a stopgap. There is a government program that is designed to keep you from dying on the street. It will make sure you're cared for and pay those costs at some nursing facilities, not all. Now, we have one other thing to add to this complex picture, and it is a complex picture. And this is the thing that I think is going to bail me out as a 60-year-old male. I really, truly believe it. And that is, I'm looking at this thing I have on my wrist, this watch. And I got one for my mom, who's in her 80s. She's had two falls. And really, when it comes to aging, one of the worst things that happens, this is what happened to both of my wife's parents. They ended up in long-term care because they had nasty falls that weren't cared for fast enough. These watches know when you fall and call the police. They monitor heartbeats. They monitor all kinds of things. There will be more and more preventative technology. And then I am also a huge fan of programs like Village to Village and other aging in place programs where you become part of a co-op and the co-op helps take care of a lot of your long-term needs. That may, for many, be a great solution. I just think there are other solutions coming. Again, if you need it for your psychological comfort, then go out and get yourself some long-term care insurance. Absolutely. But from a financial standpoint, it is not a no-brainer. You are taking a risk, as you always take with insurance. And is that risk worth the money you will not have to enjoy the life you have? That's our episode of Talking Real Money Daily for today. We have been getting some questions in. I just spent a lot of time on this topic today, but I'll have some questions over the next couple of days, and I'd love to add yours in. Give me a call at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255, and I'll answer your questions about money, particularly investing, and how you can avoid being ripped off, how you might be able to make more money, how you can train your brain not to be as bad an investor as you might have been in the past, and a whole lot more. Almost anything goes, and you can call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you need some help, go to talkingrealmoney.com. You want to find out what your risk tolerance is? Take the risk quiz. It's free. And I have to tell you, this is really important, and I know that you're going to be skeptical. Honestly, we don't have any obligation attached to any of these. We don't have high-pressure sales pitch people. We don't. Nobody's commissioned. Nobody. We are 100% fiduciaries in our investment advisory business. 100% fiduciaries, 100% fee only, and we're one of the few firms in the world, probably, that will give you access to other firms that we think believe similarly to us. We're not recommending them because we can't do that, but we give you odd talking real money. You can click on a little button there and it'll take you to a dimensional fund site where you can type in your zip code and it'll say, here are advisors in your area. And we believe if they're with dimensional funds, they're going to share a similar belief system to ours. Not identical. We can't vouch for them. But you know why we do that? This is it in a nutshell. we have discovered, Vestry is now 10 years old, we have discovered over the past decade that by treating people right, by giving them free advice, you can even get free advice with an advisor. Just set up an appointment online. By doing that, we get a lot of clients. Really, for 2 years, we were one of the fastest growing investment advisory firms, registered investment advisors in America, because we believe in treating people right and educating everyone. So check us out, talkingrealmoney.com, lots of other cool stuff. And I want to thank you for being a part of the podcast. If you get a chance, tell a friend or two or 10 or 1,000. Subscribe to the podcast, particularly through iTunes or Apple Podcasts. And, oh, it would be so nice if you'd at least hit the little star button there in Apple Podcasts or iTunes. Even better if you write a review, because we like to hear what you think. Makes us feel good. Thanks for being there. Take good care. I'm Don McDonald.
Talking Real Money. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. Are we done now?